Hello everybody and welcome back to my channel. I am your host, Davin James. I'm glad to be here with all of you guys here today. If you're new here, please remember to like, subscribe and comment to my channel as it helps a bunch with the YouTube algorithm and it helps me a bunch as well because then it shows YouTube that you like my content and then YouTube will continue to recommend my content to you guys. But with that being said, let's get on with today's episode, shall we? Okay, so regarding this story, I am very curious to see what people's opinions are on this story. Whether or not you live in the UK, whether you live in a different country, doesn't matter. I'm just very curious to see what you will think of this story. So, earlier this week, the Prime Minister of the UK announced that he will be banning the American XL bully dog breed in the UK by the end of the year. And this has been a very controversial decision, to say the least. This comes after a surge of attacks involving XL bully dogs in the UK, one of which saw an 11-year-old girl get attacked by one on the loose in Birmingham. And another one involved a man who lost his life after being attacked by two of these dogs in Staffordshire, England. The Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, I hope I got that right, it's actually my first time ever saying his name out loud. Because I don't really follow anything to do with politics or the Prime Minister, whoever it is, you know, whoever may be in charge. I don't follow any of that stuff, so I forget who's actually in charge or what the names of these people who are in charge. But nonetheless, he said that the dog breed will be banned under the 1991 Dangerous Dog Act. Once the definition of the breed has been determined, a number of breeds are already banned in the UK, including Pitbull, Terriers, Japanese. Or it might be actually the same thing. Like Pitbull, Terriers, Japanese, Tauruses, I don't know how you pronounce that, Dargo, or Argentos, and yeah, you know, just different dogs and different breeds, basically. So it made illegal to breed, sell, or own these type of dogs. However, given that many people in the UK currently own these sort of dogs, people have been left questioning what will happen to these dogs and their owners once the ban comes into effect at the end of the year. Like the other breeds on this list, it will become illegal to own, breed or sell an XL bully dog once they are officially added to the dangerous dogs list, meaning that police can seize and destroy dogs that are identified to have physical features of the breed unless the owner applies for an exemption from court. And I mean, this is sad. You know, this is really sad. I don't own a dog. Haven't owned a dog for a really long time since I was a little kid. I can't remember what breed it was. I think it was like a sausage dog breed. Yeah, it's just sad. Like, I feel for the people involved that have been hurt by these dogs. You know, I'm not condoning that whatsoever. I'm not saying this dog should have attacked these people. But at the same time, I don't know what happened. I don't know the context of these situations. I do know that not every dog is dangerous. Hell, many dogs in general aren't really dangerous. It usually comes to the owner, and it's usually the responsibility of the owner to make sure that dog can interact with other humans properly without being a threat or a danger to anyone in the public, if that makes sense. Like, I've walked past many dogs. I still do regularly, you know. A lot of people in my neighbourhood own dogs. And I don't have a fear of my life when it comes to a dog. Because I know I feel comfortable enough to be sure that they're not going to hurt me. You know what I mean? Obviously, I don't know the owners, but I just feel comfortable in my own surroundings to know that this dog is not going to attack me. And a lot of time, people who own dogs are not responsible enough to own dogs. They're reckless, they are stupid, they don't actually realise what they, you know, they don't train the dogs properly, and that leads to a dog being loose, if you will. That leads to a dog being able to do whatever they want, not learning right from wrong. And that causes situations such as this. You know, it's like, it's a weird comparison, but like, if you had you know, a human, for example, who was never taught right from wrong. That means then that this person is going to do something bad, probably. They're going to commit a crime. And what are you going to do then? Like, okay, that person gets punished. Sure, understandable. But then are you going to blame the person themselves completely? Or do they come from a family environment where they weren't taught the right life lessons? They weren't taught right or wrong. They weren't taught respect. They weren't taught how to treat people properly, how to greet people, how to be interactive with other people without being a menace or a criminal or anything like that. So, you know, that's why I kind of compare it to in some ways. People might look at me off by thinking that, but, you know, you can sort of see it. Maybe not the way I'm putting it, but you can sort of see it in a way. And, you know, no dog, in my opinion, is dangerous unless they have a reason to be dangerous or unless they're taught to be dangerous in certain situations, like a burglar breaks into your house. You know, sometimes a dog might be a little bit anxious when it comes to a stranger entering the house, even though that stranger is completely fine. They have a right to be in the house because they've been invited or whatever, and they're not going to be prone to a threat. But some dogs are still a little bit eerie, sort of thing. But no dog should be, you know, looked at as dangerous when they're actually not dangerous. They're just, for whatever reason, either not trained by the right owner or they're not looked after in a correct way they probably should be. I love animals. I love dogs. I love cats. And, you know, I wouldn't want to see any animal hurt or put down, in my opinion. I like... Animals are so friendly for the most part. Like, not all animals, of course, but, like, I've seen people say, look, this is the dog, like an XL bully dog. This is my dog. He's playing with my kids. You know, he's a big softie or she's a big softie. They wouldn't hurt a fly. You know, they might be a little bit protective. Sure, understandable. But other than that, they wouldn't hurt anybody. And that's the thing. Not all animals are bad. That's why I don't understand why the government are basically doing this. Why they're doing that. This sort of thing where they're stopping people from owning these dogs. Many people are signing petitions to go against the government's order. Unfortunately, as we can see, this didn't really change much, which really does, but it's besides the point. Like, these animals are harmless for the most part. They're not going to hurt you. Always, it all depends on where they come from. Always depends where they come from. That's always been my opinion. Always will be, in my opinion. But, you know, it is what it is, unfortunately. I feel bad because some people really love dogs and they really rely on dogs, especially for mental health. Some dogs are really great for people's mental health. They give them love, they give them cuddles, you know, they give them affection. That's what people love. And that shows of a great bond between the owner and the dog themselves. But, in my opinion, the government probably saw this and acted really fast without really thinking about the pros and cons of the situation, which happens quite regularly when it comes to the government. But, you know, it's a really sad day, in my opinion. But according to the UK government, the dog doesn't actually doesn't need to be acting dangerously, and a warrant isn't actually needed to seize the dog if it's spotted in the public. So a dog could be completely innocent, like an XL bully dog, rather. An XL bully dog could be completely innocent. They could be walking down the street with the owner, doing nothing wrong, sniffing the ground, you know, doing what they do. And they could be, you know, taken off you within that moment. Bear in mind, you're not doing anything wrong. You know, you could be the owner walking your kid to school, but you're taking the dog for a walk also. And then that dog could be taken off you, even though it's not doing anything wrong. How does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, that shows that dog is not a harm. It's not harmful. It's not a threat. So why exactly do you need to take the dog off this owner? Or, you know, any owner I'm speaking of in general here. For that matter, it just doesn't make sense in my opinion. I'm sorry if I'm not making sense myself. Like, as you can see, I'm very passionate about this sort of situation. Like, you know, dogs are a person's best friend, in my opinion. Regardless if male or female, dog is your best friend. But if you live in a private place, then a warrant will be needed to take the dog. It is possible to gain an exemption from the law if the owners can prove the dog is not a danger to the public and is owned by someone who is fit and proper. The dog must also be microchipped and neutered and will often be forced into strict conditions such as wearing a muzzle at all times in public. Dog owners also contest that their dog is one of the brand breeds, but it will be their responsibility to prove it. The government site says, if you prove this, the court will order the dog to be returned to you. If you cannot prove it or you plead guilty, you will be convicted of a crime. Seriously, really? You can get an unlimited fine or be sent to prison up to 6 months, or both rather, for having a banned dog against the law. Your dog will also be destroyed. I mean, look at those words right there. Like, let me highlight this. Bear with me 2 seconds. Your dog will also be destroyed. Like, what kind of words? Like, this is an actual quote. So, how is that? So you could put into words an animal, as if that doesn't have any actual meaning. As though this animal doesn't have any purpose on this planet. It's just another, you know, fin to throw away or whatever it may be. Like, that's disgusting. And I think Parliament, UK government, they are just dumb and stupid, you know, as per usual. There's things in the world that require a lot more attention. I'll say that. A lot more attention. But I feel like when it comes to the UK government, and this is not meant to be like a rant on the UK government, but I feel like with the UK government, they tend to turn their noses up to the real big problems in the world. When it comes to littler problems, like serious problems, but some situations could be handled in the right way, they tend to turn their noses up and obviously just, you know, pose an annoyance to the lesser, bigger problems, if that makes sense. And this happens quite regularly as well, which really does my head in. You know, I see it all the time, that there's loads of shops closing down everywhere. You know, even in my country of Wales, there's shops closing down left, right and centre. It's just crazy to see how the world has fallen, in a sense. Now, the UK government could be blamed to that. They might not be blamed to that. I don't know. But, like, it's crazy to see how much the government cares when it suits them. Or when it comes to not so bigger problems, then they'll act on it. When it comes to the higher, bigger problems, yeah, we're going to turn a blind eye. We're going to not pay too much attention about that. It's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So while there's no legal punishment from owning a banned dog, many would argue that having a dog put to sleep is the biggest punishment of all. I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you've had to put your dog down? Like, again, I've owned a dog in the past, but I was very young. My dog unfortunately passed from cancer in the legs, or maybe just in one leg, I'm not sure. And losing that dog was one of the most heartbreaking times of my life. I was about 8 or 9, maybe 10, I don't know, I'm not sure. I remember coming home one day from school, find out my dog died, and I was crying for ages. I didn't go to my own room, I went to my mum's room, and just cried for hours. I don't know why I went to my mum's room, but for some reason I did. And I was crying for ages, because I loved that dog so much. Like, that dog was so beautiful, it was so friendly, so kind, yet people in and around the community I lived in at the time, they wanted to treat the dog as though it was a threat, although it was going to cause a danger to them. I was like, this dog is harmless. This dog is one of the loveliest dogs you could possibly meet. but yet you're treating it as though it's going to cause you harm when you're, because you're scared of dogs. Like, okay, if you're scared of dogs, fair enough. I can't do, you know, that's sad. I feel sorry for you for that. You know, I hope you get past that at some point. But, you know, I'm not going to make fun of you for that. I'm not, my dog's not going to harm you because you're scared of dogs. You mind your business. My dog will mind their business. You know. And I feel like that's pretty much the same for most animals in the world. But yeah, as you can expect, this announcement has been met with controversy from animal activists who argue that irresponsible owners, such as what I said earlier, should be the subject of the bans rather than the entire breeds themselves. However, there is evidence suggests that the ban will greatly reduce the number of illegal dogs in the UK, but not eliminate them. So, yeah, I don't know what to do about that. I don't know how to think. I think it is stupid. I think this isn't going to go down well at all. It already isn't as well. And I think, once again, the UK government shows its true colours and it puts its priority in the wrong areas as such. And then it left people feeling wronged and then victimised, and then they're just left to suffer in some ways. But then, it is what it is, you know, the government going to do what they do, good or bad, it is what it is, like I said. I can't stand government, I can't stand politics in general, I can't stand situations such as this, but that's just the world we live in, unfortunately. And it sucks, it really does suck. But with that being said, thank you all for listening / watching this episode. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below, if you're on video. Or if you're watching this on video, rather. And with that being said, till next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.